Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah. Good morning.
It's hot. Muggsy Bogues outside, man. I'm telling you.
Muggsy Bogues out there.
Hell yeah.
8:16. Thank you so much for hanging out. We got to keep things moving here. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
She has buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Okay. I wish I would have found this story sooner because I got a great clip for it. So just, Hunter, stall for some time just real quick while I find this clip. Just do it. Just do it real quick.
All right. Stall for some time. Yeah, what did we just talk about? Okay. So in the movie E.T., everybody says the E.T. says, E.T., phone home. You know that scene? Phone home.
Yeah.
He doesn't say it that way. He says E.T., home phone. Everybody says it the wrong way. Watch the movie. I'm telling you. It's E.T., home phone. It's not phone home. Bunch of morons out there.
I did not know
that. Enough
that.
Time?
Yeah,
enough?
I think that was good. I think I got it. I think I can make this work. We'll see.
Fun fact for you.
Yeah, you nailed it. All right, nice job, buddy. Okay, so here you go. A 34-year-old guy named John Wallner showed up at a hospital in upstate New York on Sunday with a gunshot wound in his hand. All right? Mm-hmm. Right in his hand. Either that or he's, crazy. I don't know. This story kept changing with his gunshot wound. He lives in Vermont, about 60 miles from the hospital. And at first, he said the shooting happened in New York. But then he said he actually happened in Vermont and that he didn't go to the hospital right away because he didn't think it was a big deal. He said he thought it was just a bee sting. All right.
What's going on?
So this is, he shows up with a gunshot wound. He goes, it's a gunshot that happened in New York. And he's like, no, it happened in Vermont. And then he's like, actually, I thought it was a bee sting to start off. So it
sounds like you did something wrong. Yeah. And it just sounds like you're trying to hide something.
This was the clip I was going to get.
Something bit me.
It was not a bee sting. Cops didn't buy any of it and kept questioning him. And eventually they told him, he told them that he shot himself in the hand while cleaning his gun. If that's true, he probably didn't need to lie about it, or it's possible he's still lying. For now, he's facing charges for providing false information to law enforcement.
I just don't feel bad.
No,
I don't feel bad when people don't treat guns like they're guns.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what that thing is made for, right?
Yep.
To kill things.
Yeah.
That's what it's made for. Be careful with it, dude.
Can you imagine shooting yourself in the hand? And it doesn't say what kind of gun it was, but oh, God. Oh, man.
Well, he shot himself. What happened? Well, he was waving it around. And dude, where you point that thing, you better intend to kill it.
That was what
we were taught as kids. Wherever you're pointing that gun, make sure you're intending to kill that thing because that potentially could happen.
What I love, too, is that he went with a bee sting. Bee sting. Like, that had to be the biggest effing bee. Why not say, I jammed myself on something? Like, you went with a bee? You went with a bee sting?
It was one of those killer bees. What are they called?
The murder hornets?
One of those murder hornets.
Yes.
Murder hornets.
One of those Chinese murder hornets, man. Look what it did to my hand. This is crazy. This is nuts. but either way, yeah. Be careful with your guns and watch out for huge ass bees that will sting you in the hand. Or maybe the bee shot him.
He's lucky he just shot his hand.
The bee was trying to rob him and said, hey, put him up, and then he shot him in the hand. That's what he did, actually get stung by a bee. It was just the bee actually shooting him.
Honestly, that story is a little bit better.
That's
than
a
any
little
of
bit
his,
better.
That
right?
he told the-
no, it was a bee. A bee shot me, man. Anyway, that is your 8 a.m. WTF. We'll be back.